Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to say I'm officially a wussy, but maybe I'm not. Maybe.
All right, go to break. Go to break. Thanks. We did it. We did it, y'all.
Congratulations, Figgy says. But I can't be the only one. I'm over winter. I'm ready for it to end. Done. Two days.
We ain't even gotten to winter. What you mean?
2 days and we haven't even hit freezing yet. I'm done.
This is our mini fall.
What you done for what, though?
Yeah, you were the one wearing a snowsuit
yesterday.
Yeah,
and I ain't sitting here talking about I'm done with winter.
I'm ready for 90.
Yeah, you are
degrees.
A wussy. That's nasty business, bro.
I'm done.
We haven't even hit winter for, like, literally all we have.
Yeah, we've had a cool front.
We have our mini fall.
It
you know,
like in the 40s.
As I'm sure you know very well, I don't even know why we keep pretending that it's four seasons. We get two seasons here. And then we get a couple of possibles. And right now we're in one of them possibles. Here's that little mini, mini fall.
I'm over it. Let's go.
But see, this season is so weird for me. And it's always been weird since I've been living here because you can wake up in the morning, it's like 40 degrees. Yeah. Where you're like, oh, man. You leave work, it's like 80 degrees.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this type of weather always throws me off, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know how to dress.
Well, all right, so I will try and indulge you. Why are you done? What are you done for? Is there something that happened, or
you just don't like the cold?
I'm over it. I'd much rather be in the heat.
You know what? I figured it out. You getting old? The bones getting brittle. You taking your iron?
No.
You taking your iron pills?
I am.
Okay.
But to be honest,
I was like, that might be the anemia setting in.
But
if you're not careful.
Let's talk about Figgy, who's my son's age. He looked like the abominable snowman yesterday.
Hey, it was sweat.
You had the balaclava on.
Yeah, it was over almost to your eyebrows.
Yeah, it
don't
was
lie.
It was a fashion statement.
Oh
though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about the poo shiesty ski mask. Yeah, it was a fashion statement.
I have one at home. But you were bundled up and it was 45 degrees.
But see, I only wear it because I never get a chance to wear it. I bought it, and I can never wear it here.
That's actually the most Houston thing you can do. Is like, as soon as it gets the slightest, oh, let me put this on while I got a chance.
He's like those women that wait for 10 months to wear the boots.
Yep.
Yeah. The Uggs. As soon as it gets about 75 degrees, they throwing on the Uggs.
Throwing on those like, Uggs.
This is our chance.
Boots, those knee-high boots and all that, which, by the way, it's a good look. But anyway, no, I'm over it. I'm over it. I like the snow. If it snows, I'll go out there. And
aren't you a fisherman?
Yes.
Man, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Because y'all be out there on that water when it get cold.
I bundle up, man. I kind of do like that cold weather.
Well,
fishing.
Bundle up
what
now, man.
But
I'm just telling you, like, in general, I'm ready for the heat.
I think what it is, Lopez ain't got no swag, no winter swag.
Mm. I am. You can call me swag.
He said I am. he almost did the Salvador Dali.
I am swag.
If you had the swag, you'll be coming in with the fur coat and all that stuff, man.
I have one of those at home, too.
This is your time to shine right here.
I might wear it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can't be over it. It ain't
look
even
like
started
Michael
yet.
Michael Irvin in court.
Hey.
Hey, yo. Speaking of snow.
That's right.
Why, see, now when he comes in here with scissors for both of y'all, I need y'all to understand. Y'all earned
we're
that.
We're on our own.
Y'all deserved that.
I'm going to hand him a rag so he can wipe the sweat off his face. That's the first thing I'm going to do.
713-572-4610. Are you over it like I am?
I have a strong feeling.
Oh, look. Immediately. I'm 100% with you.
Zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Y'all need to.
This is the great time to just point and laugh at all you Houstonians.
Hey, you're a Houstonian.
Who is over 65 degrees and 60 degrees.
Again, soft. Did you look in a mirror yesterday?
Soft.
Did you look in a mirror yesterday?
I got so many hoodies and coats and stuff that I can't even wear on a day-to-day basis, man. This is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, no wonder y'all not coming out to the tailgates. Y'all stay inside. We out here with the people in the lots, man. You know how sometimes you have some, like, tenets that you hold strong to, like the things that you believe, some I like to call them truisms, whether it's in any sport, one of those things for me for a little bit. was that it's now a prerequisite that you're mobile as a quarterback in the NFL. Like, it can't just be, it used to be that, oh, well, he has mobility. Yeah. And that's not, you have to have that.
Yeah.
One of those was kind of about quarterbacks and drafting quarterbacks. And I'm starting to, I'm having to reevaluate it, and I don't know where to go, is my confession. Because I'm looking at the first round quarterbacks and their pairings with head coaches. After Brian Daboll was fired yesterday, you look at, you know, he was fired in part because he started trying to use Jackson Dart in a real reckless way to save his job, and you can't ruin that quarterback.
Right.
And I'm like, the idea of do, you know, I feel like it's circumstance fails quarterbacks. Because you look at Jackson Dart, his head coach was fired. Cam Ward, his head coach was fired. Caleb Williams had his first head coach was fired. Drake May, his first head coach was fired. And Gerard Mayo, Bryce Young, first head coach was fired. Trevor Lawrence, first head coach was fired. Now, some of these, those dudes were just wilding, but it's like, are all those guys, of those guys, I got one in a possible that I'm, or maybe one in two possibles that I'm looking at to be like, oh, that he could be really good. Like, how much is it that the circumstances are failing these young quarterbacks, and how much is it that these quarterbacks just can't cut it at times?
My confession is I agree with you. I think that, that's the most important thing with these quarterbacks. I mean, number one is pairing. I mean, I'm trying to think of a recent good example of beyond the ones that you talked about, where there's a talented young quarterback and just in the wrong situation. You know, just I agree with you.
But then that brings us back here where you had Bobby Slowick, under which, you know, CJ was working under. Now you have Nick Caley, to whatever degree you want to take that. Like, are you at risk of having him go into the quarterback graveyard of sorts because the circumstance did not set up well for him?
I actually, maybe it's another mini confession in your confession, I'm not so sure CJ has yet to have the right coordinator, play caller for his skills. Now he's overcome it, you know, in part, in large part, rookie of the year, all that other stuff. I'm still not sure. Are you?
I'm not.
Yeah.
And look, there's a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people kind of jumping into the conversation because of the big number, oh, 60 million.
Yeah.
I've seen people even set this up as what CJ is asking for when we haven't even gotten to that place. But like, oh, he's not worth it. And I'm like, man, this conversation is a lot more nuanced. And even then, I'm still not even sure the large overarching tenets that we usually use to govern this, if they aren't shifting beneath us. That's ultimately the idea, is like, as you're making this evaluation, I feel like we're on really weird ground to have to make it. And I do not envy the people that have to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we, the previous segment, we was talking about Davis Mills and all that stuff.
Who's also, his first head coach was fired as well.
Who?
Correct.
Yeah, Davis Mills.
Yeah. Who was his? David Culley? Was it David Culley?
It was Lovey, wasn't it?
No.
I think it was Lovey.
No, that was David Culley was his first head coach. That was the first head coach.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because the next year it was I want to say it was
Lovey.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
We was talking about Davis Mills, and it just kind of came across my mind that I don't want to go. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid from this last game, man. I think he played a really good game. And I think that's great for a backup quarterback, but I'm not rolling with the whole, hey, if CJ, you know, let's sit CJ for a little bit,
right,
to get him even better and all that stuff, to play Davis Mills against the Titans. If CJ is healthy, man, I'm putting him out there.
I think that's what they're thinking.
I'm not going through the whole drinking the Kool-Aid with Davis Mills because of this last game. We seen enough of Davis Mills to know what Davis Mills is, unless he gonna have some type of Sam Darnold type of year where he just end up being great, or a Baker Mayfield type deal. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I know everybody else is, but I'm not rolling with that, man.
Well, just real quick, that ties in with my second confession. And it speaks exactly to what you're talking about and what we talked about earlier this hour. People always say that there's a lot of politics in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We hear it all the time. I think there's a lot of politics that are going to come into the decision on Sunday. I think there's a lot of politics. I think they know you're sensitive to, I mean, look at our text board and everything else. And I know it doesn't really matter, you know, and they're going to make their own decisions, but they don't need that noise. They don't need that noise. As soon as CJ, exactly what you're saying, Figgy, but for a different reason. As soon as CJ's cleared, they ain't going to mess with any of this stuff of resting him and all this other stuff.
And honestly, I mean, let's say CJ can't play and Davis Mills go out there, have another good game. I still don't think it should even be a conversation, man.
But it will be.
I think people would talk about this, but I don't. I think Davis Mills is a backup right now. If he's that good enough, man, I think they could probably go somewhere else eventually and start, or they could get something for him. But I don't think it should be a conversation like this, man.
We'll talk about it as we keep going.
Yes, we will.
And you know what? I still think that maybe this – now, of course, the Texans don't have any control of this, independent arbiters, but maybe he just remains in concussion protocol long enough or through the weekend to where that doesn't have to be a decision for them.
Yeah.
But you might be right that the optics of this might ultimately
dictate
the way
that this goes. There's some politics, man, in every building in the NFL.
And a fair point that's made is, like, when you talk about C.J. Stroud, you rushed him back from a concussion year one.
Yeah, he had one less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also that's the with the whole politic thing, I think that's the reason why you draft a certain quarterback over another, you know, kind of big-time name quarterback like a – let's say a Shador or something like that. You don't want that type of noise going on when your franchise quarterback is having a rough couple weeks or something like
that's
that.
That's what we in the NFL like to call a distraction.
Yeah.
Distraction. They love that word. All right. Those are your Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, happy Veterans Day to you. Appreciate you spending it with us here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little CF Boat, college football on a Tuesday where things are really shaking out, really interesting. Let's break it down next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.